This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida, Audrey and Arvin. Is being too engaged at work a bad thing? That is the question we are asking, and we have some feedback on Instagram.
There's Ivan here who says yes.
Oh, just yes.
Just yes.
And then Max over and out says, definitely not if you're scaling the corporate ladder. You got to lean in.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. And you got to put the work in. But this is to a point where it could lead to burnout, right?
I think this is like too engaged. Like it's like the word you mentioned, like obsession. When it becomes like the only thing you know in life, I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and looking at WhatsApp, Maggie has chimed in. She says, in the course of more than 30 years in the workforce, I've been through different attitudes towards work, ranging from being a clock watcher to being called a workaholic. Personally, I don't think I am one. After all, I am responding to BFM while I am working. Thanks, Maggie. Probably because being young and playful at the beginning and then learning to be more responsible. Perhaps it's learning to be more matured and seeing the bigger picture of how our roles in the team affect the outcome of a project and even the prosperity or growth of the company. However, I am grateful that I had good, sensible supervisors along the way to set me right. I guess that would help as well. You know, if you've got someone who's kind of watching you and can tell, like, dude, you need to go home. You've been here for just way too many hours. And, you know, I know you enjoy work, but, you know, go out there and do something for yourself, you know, outside of work
outside
as well.
Of work.
You know, having a supervisor that can do that for you, I guess, would be very helpful.
Right. We always make fun of our colleague, Hanif, who does the evening show, right? We wonder, he said, do you have a sleeping bag here?
He's here when we get in and he's still here when we leave, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to save on rent.
Who you can hear on I Love KL.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. We've got another one here from Johan who says, overly too engaged sounds more like a cult than an organization. Yeah, so when you say the word cult, right? And then I'm thinking about, like you said earlier, you know, we should ask startups, you know, how they feel about it, right? You know, business owners.
Yep.
Silicon Valley. Everyone that works in the Silicon Valley, all these startups that are up and coming, these booming, budding startups. It's like, aren't they supposed to be like overly engaged at work, you know, in order to like just get the growth going? Because every day it's like you're fighting fires, you're trying to grow, you're trying to just make it work. So I would imagine that there are many of them there who are that, what was that term again earlier? The engaged exhausted?
Engaged exhausted,
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be interesting to hear entrepreneurs if they, you know, like to give the feedback. I know just like just listening to Alexander Fernandez, right? He was like, he's had his own business since he was 20. And he says that it comes to a point where you also feel the burden of your employees. So he's like 20 years with his own business taking care of employees. And so he has his... maybe he comes in on a strategic level right now and then he has his other creative pursuits that he does to balance things out and all that. So, you know, I think there comes a time I can see why you need to hustle. Then after that, it's a different kind of hustle. Find good people once you've established that and then, you know,
it becomes more autonomous.
And I guess you can be more strategic that way.
Let us know what you think. Weigh in 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram. In the meantime, a story about how Netflix has pledged to hold digital workshops in the ASEAN region. They've actually teamed up with... they've signed a pledge to partner with the World Economic Forum's Digital ASEAN Working Group to help people and governments in Southeast Asia develop creative and digital skills for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or IR4. This pledge is part of the Economic Forum's ASEAN Digital Skills Vision 2020, so, you know, in a few months, which is a project involving a coalition of organizations that wants to train up to 20 million workers in digital skills by 2020. So, so
couple of months left.
They've sort of reached out to 8.9 million, I think, to date. So there's another 10 million to go, 10-ish million to go. The reason behind the initiative is pretty interesting. The WEF, or the World Economic Forum, they commissioned a survey of 56,000 ASEAN youths and found that 52% believe they needed to upgrade their skills constantly to succeed in a changing job market. On top of that, they rank creativity and innovation as the most important skill for their future. I think this is because of automation and robots, and we've all spoken about how they will take over like factory jobs and jobs that don't need much creative skill.
So that involves a lot of repetition.
Yeah. So especially younger people in the market want to do more creative work. They want to be in the content creation line. And obviously Netflix is, you know, the, if you want to go that way, Netflix is, is one of the best people to team up with. As part of the pledge, so this is pretty interesting. As part of the pledge, Netflix will start rolling out initiatives focused on three areas. One is Creative Industry 4.0 skill development, which will focus on the skills needed to produce content for the internet entertainment industry. This includes writing, production, and post-production. Then they also have online safety and digital literacy in partnership with industry experts, consumer advocacy groups, as well as regulators to equip consumers with the knowledge and tools to enjoy online entertainment in a safe and secure way. So like online privacy, making it a safe space or safe third space. And the last one is Agile Governance. Agile Governance 4.0, which will be held in partnership with key stakeholders to help regulators navigate changes in the fourth industrial revolution and keep pace with tech advancement. So far, as I mentioned below, the WEF, the initiative has been able to secure commitments to train 8.9 million workers at SMEs and also provide 30,000 internships through them. And Netflix themselves, they will work with different partners and have workshops throughout the 6 months in the upcoming 6 months. They'll be holding it in Indonesia, in Malaysia, Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. And they say that if this goes well, then they will move into other countries as well. So they're sort of having like a 6 month game plan where they will have digital workshops in all 6 or all 5 of these regions to train people in creative content development, which I don't know. I think if you're going to teach anyone how to make content for, like, you know, the online sphere and stuff, it doesn't get any better than Netflix. I mean, they are like streaming giants, 151 million subscribers in 190 countries. So they've got more data than any one of the production companies and stuff. I mean, if they are having workshops and if you're into something like this, then you might as well, you know, attend. Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. Like, have you studied video and audio? And how much has all this changed in, like, your working years? How quickly has technology evolved and requirements evolved? And how quickly production has moved from back when you were studying it and what it is today? It's moved and grown like leaps and bounds, correct?
Yeah. So that's the funny thing. The tech has moved leaps and bounds. The process or the concept of coming up with content has not. It has just changed. Like, before, you should think about doing long form content. We didn't think about short form content. Netflix will probably teach in the middle, somewhere in the middle, like making documentaries. They specialize in that, making content for the modern age or the modern consumer, and making content that can be consumed in bite sized pieces and stuff, you know. But other than that, I think the writing process or the production process, that one hasn't changed so much. It's just that more people are coming into the fold and Netflix has new tech and they know how to use new tech to make new content. The other thing is also they are super progressive, so that's good. They are a very, very progressive production house, which I think is very, very good for newer people coming into a production.
Right. I mean, that's the first I've heard of Creative Industry 4.0. You know, I mean, we always hear Industry 4.0. I mean, if they've coined it and they want to own it, I think it's clever.
Netflix?
Right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they had like some algorithm that showed them that this would be the most effective words to use with the World Economic Forum and stuff.
Also, playing devil's advocate here, you know, this would be great for, you know, talent scouting for Netflix as well, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure like 50% of it is that that's what they're doing. Because if they had workshops, then someone comes up with even assignments that they hand in to them when they're coming up with content and stuff, Netflix would be able to pinpoint and go like, okay, so this content works in Malaysia. It might not work in Indonesia. Maybe it works in Indonesia, doesn't work in India. Yeah. And if it's good enough, then Netflix are the kind of people who sort of let filmmakers have like free reign. You know, they take like experiments. They put a lot of money into production. So I'm pretty sure there's like investment for them. But on the flip side, if you're going to learn from someone, it might as well be Netflix. It might as well be Netflix. Yeah. Coming back to the initial question, we are asking you if being too engaged at work is a bad thing. You know, whether that's how passionate you are, how obsessed you are with your work, is that a bad thing? Let us know. Get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. This is Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind from Tame Impala. When we come back, we will talk about how disconnecting from tech causes withdrawal syndromes. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.